Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, as I told you guys before we went to break, I bring to you a good friend of mine, a mentor of mine, and also one of the best trainers, I think, in the United States. And these kids here at Scripps Ranch are fortunate enough to have him as their strength and conditioning coach. Todd Durkin joins us here. Todd, how are you, my brother?
Great to be here, Tony. I'm doing awesome. I'm pumped for tonight.
I can tell. I mean, this is right up your alley. This team has done some big things. I actually saw these guys coming in during the summer as you started this program. Talk about the gains that they made from beginning of summer now to this 11-0 part of the season, having a chance to get to the finals.
Man, we started in February, and some of these guys didn't even know what a power clean was. We had to work from the start of, you know, squats, cleans, deads, bench press, because we needed to get stronger. If we were going to compete for a championship, we needed to get stronger. We needed to get faster. And it started in February, and we worked our tails off all the way until August 1st when the season, when the preseason kicked off. So I love spending time with these kids in the weight room. These kids are eating
iron. You love being in the weight room.
I do. But these, like, when you have kids that want to get better and want to lift, I mean, we're lifting three times a week in season right now. Wow. My whole thing is like, listen, we're not training to maintain. We're training to get better. We got to do things that are going to allow us to not only just get to the playoffs, but finish in the playoffs. And we're physically dominating people right now.
Todd Durkin is not only a trainer here at Scripps Ranch High, his son plays quarterback, but he trains the likes of LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew Brees. I mean, fantastic athletes, world-class athletes.
Michael Thomas.
Where do you begin when somebody like Drew Brees says, I want to get in shape?
Well, his story. You can please tell his story from the beginning, because you had him right after the terrible shoulder.
Is that when you first met him?
A guy like Drew, I mean, he came in because of LT. LT came in because I was doing work with the San Diego Chargers back in 2003, doing all their sports massage, bodywork, flexibility, and LT said, hey, I hear you do something called functional fitness. And I was like, I do. And,
okay.
And LT came in. The day after the season ended, 2003, LaDainian came in. He actually called me the day after the season ended and came in on the next, on that Tuesday, 2 days after the season ended, started training. And 3 months later, he brought in Drew Brees. Now, Drew was obviously a first-year guy and was looking to get to the next level and get his core going. So that was the start of now it's been 17 years of training. So with Drew, it's like, where do you start with guys like that? Those were two of my first guys I started training in the pro, at the pro level. And I always do an assessment, and believe it or not, like Drew's core. We were trying to get, you know, Drew's core stronger, and, you know, he had never trained in the way that I train folks. So, man, it's every year just a reassessment and where we at and what's gonna help take you to the next level. And a guy like a Drew is always looking to get better, whatever that takes. Tony, you've seen it in the gym, and it's a mindset, it's a blue collar mentality that I see with all the great guys. You know, LT had it, he gave it to Sproles. Drew has it. He's with all the other pro quarterbacks, and they see how he trains, how he goes through his reads. I mean, I've had Luke in the huddle since he's been 5 years old, watching him on the field two, three times a week when we're prepping for that stuff.
Now, it's easier to get a grown man, an adult, to have that type of mentality. They got a lot of experience to kind of pull from that kind of feeds that mentality. For a high school kid, some of which, as you said, don't even know what a squat or a deadlift is. How do you develop that type of mentality for a young kid?
Well, every kid comes in and says, I want to get stronger and I need to gain weight.
Right.
The first thing is, I need to gain weight and I need to gain strength. And they always want to go to the bench press.
They want to gain weight. Huh?
Yeah, they will, absolutely, because they come in at
140
pounds.
That'll
change. They come in at 140 pounds and skinny, and they're linemen. So it starts with teaching the foundations of the big lifts from down low, because I would say the money's in your legs. Getting from the ground up, you got to have a strong lower body. So squats, deads, cleans, these are the money lifts, and it doesn't matter what position you play, if you want to get stronger, you want to get faster, you got to work your lower body. And the same thing, although these guys always, it doesn't matter what age, you gravitate to the bench press, right?
The beach muscles.
As I look at Coach Gardner, right? The beach muscles, right? What guy doesn't love that? But here's the bottom line is if you're an athlete, It's the muscles you don't see in the mirror, it's the backside of the body, and it's the lower body that is absolutely essential if you want to become a better athlete. And these kids listen. Like, they follow the program. We have a design program to help them with their size and their strength. And we had some incredible gains, incredible gains. We've got guys, you know, that are benching over 300 pounds now that they couldn't put up 225 back in the springtime. And we've got guys that are squatting, you know, 400 pounds plus. And it's amazing to see the work ethic that comes with eating right, you know, all the things that they're supposed to be doing. But most importantly, they're showing up preseason, offseason, preseason, and even now to get better.
I played baseball at San Diego State long before Tony got there, around the time his dad did, and it was a different world back then. I mean, we weren't into the weight room for about 25 minutes a week, right. You know, and it was like, don't get too muscly, you're a baseball player. Obviously, this has all changed now over time. What is it about, I mean, I'm sure you have baseball clients like Tony, what's different about getting a baseball player in shape as opposed to a football player, or is it all pretty much kind of the same avenue you're traveling?
Well, I think there's a few things. Number one, it starts with the mindset that you need to get better. You want to get better. You got to take care of the little things. So I always say, you know, if you want to build a monument, you have to have a strong foundation. No different in baseball because you have such a violent action, especially for our pitchers. I had several of our pitchers in today. They're already training for next season. And when you're talking about arm care, you've got to have not only the ability to accelerate an arm rapidly to throw in the 90s, but you also have to be able to decelerate that arm. That power is generated from the ground up. It's not just, quote, arm strength. The core has got to link the lower body to the upper body, and the fast twitch muscle fibers, which elicit power and speed, are all port. Whether you're a football player, whether you're a female athlete, whether you're a baseball player. For me, I work with a lot of throwers, and our team does, just because that's been my background as a quarterback, and then training quarterbacks throughout my career. But from a baseball perspective, there's not a lot of differences between training Drew Brees and some of my baseball guys now, even guys like Strass. These guys are training with very similar protocols.
Interesting.
One of the things I have to ask you about is your son, Luke. I've watched a kid go from a kid to almost a grown man now. I mean, he looks a lot different. A quarterback at William & Mary yourself. You've been around Drew Brees. I've seen you in there with Carson. I've seen you with some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. What do you take from watching a guy like Drew or training a guy like Carson Palmer, whoever the quarterbacks is? How do you transfer that to your son? And how do you play the role of, you know, coach and dad?
Well, I'll start with the quarterback perspective. I think all quarterbacks have to have some moxie. You got to have something that's different about you, a little swag.
Yeah.
So when you're around guys like Drew and Carson and those guys,
Drew's got a lot
Aaron Rodgers, they do, but they're not. You know, they're not out there. They're humble. They have a lot of humility.
It's not overt, yeah.
But it's not to the point where it's overt and it's kind of in your face. It's just a moxie. It's a feeling that's created that, hey, that's my guy. And I've seen that, you know, in my career, and all the great quarterbacks I've been around have always had that. To me, the most important things about quarterbacks are that it factor, the leadership factor. Hey, you could have a, quote, strong arm, but you don't have the ability to make the right decisions. Your feet, your base, your foundation isn't right. So it's constantly working on the things mechanically, as well as the reads, the preparation, all of the in-game decisions that happen, because even tonight we'll face that and Luke will face that. We're going to face a defense that's pretty dang good, and Luke's got to make those quick decisions. What I would say is this: when you make a mistake, you got to have a short-term memory.
Yeah.
Drew says this. It was on my podcast, and he said this thing right here. Is like, when I said, Drew, what when you make an interception, when you throw an interception, what do you think? He's like, man, that guy, he got lucky. And that's the attitude you got to have. So if Luke throws interception, I'm not flipping. I'm like, he got lucky. It might have been a horrible reading. We're going to go over to the pad and look at that stuff. But you got to have a short-term memory. You can't be dwelling on stuff. You got to be going on your next play, because the next play is going to be your biggest play. So Luke, in the last 2 years, has done a phenomenal job in his growth and improvement maturation in the in-game mindset of like, this is my show and my job is to move chains and put points on the board. It doesn't matter how. We got some weapons on offense. I don't even know how to coach is spread the ball around because there's so many weapons between our running back, our wide outs. We have a great line up front and
a
obviously
huge tight end.
A big tight end. I mean, it's like we've got a lot of weapons, and normally that doesn't happen at the high school level. Now that doesn't mean with a bunch of 16-year-old kids, like you still got to gel them together, and we got to make sure it's not about a bunch of, you know, me. But I think Luke's done a really good job with gelling them and the moxie, not arrogant at all, but that, hey, I got this. I want the ball in my hands.
A little confidence. Last thing for me, Todd, is Todd Durkin, one of the great trainers that we have out there, Drew Brees, LT, Tony Gwynn Jr.,
yeah.
Steven Strasburg, all these guys. But where is strength and conditioning and training headed in this world of technology and development? I mean, it's obviously come from where it was in the 80s, 90s to now. Where is it going to go, and is it headed in a good direction?
Right. Interesting enough, I was actually with the Padres last week over in Arizona, and you know, technology plays a role at all levels.
Yeah.
Kids, high school, college, and pro. I mean, from how you train and your programming is all, it's typically digital now. You have your computer, you type it in your iPad, and you see what you've got to do. You know, reading heart rate monitors and measuring, you know, calories burned and effort and percentage of heart rate. Regardless of the type of athlete, the technology that exists at all levels now is available if one wants to use it. As a coach, we use that to our advantage to actually give us feedback of, is someone overtraining? I think even 10 years ago, many athletes were overtraining. I look it back even sometimes with LT. I mean, we had some, you ask LaDainian, we had some grueling workouts. I look at it and I'm like, man, there's probably times I overdid it a little bit. Because you have a mindset of like a mule, you want to work. So technology is giving us good feedback on optimal amounts of volume and intensity that we can use. And I think where it's going now is not only the intensity, but also in recovery. I think recovery is a huge aspect because we are training our athletes so intensely, even at this level, from our, you know, from rolling, foam rolling, and using our you know, Theraguns and just getting the soft tissue prepared for everything that they're going to be training with, and then after the fact. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 16 or you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, 60s. If you're training hard, you got to recover. And it's harder as you get older to recover.
Yes, it is.
And I think that's a huge part from the nutrition, the supplementation, on into the modalities that we're using for any fitness enthusiast or athlete that's looking to recover to the next level.
Man.
Unreal.
People just got a whole bunch of jewels right there. I hope you were listening. This is why this guy is one of the best, Todd Durkin. No, you got to get ready, get these boys ready for this game tonight. We certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for coming by.
Awesome to be here. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.